谢主，我们继续来学习以弗所书。
Thank God, we will continue to learn the book of Ephesians.
我们翻开第一章。
Let's turn to chapter one.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter one.
我们已经讲到第二节。
We are in chapter verse two.
现在我们从第三节来看。
Now we will begin with verse three.
那么在我们的讲义里面哈，有把这个段落呢拿出来特别再讲一下。
And in our handout, there is a good description of this passage.
这是第三节到十四节这一段呢，在谈到。我们可以在基督里面所得到的属灵的福气。
So from verse 3 to 14, it talks about the spiritual blessings that we could have in Christ.
第三节。
Verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
从第三节到十四节就在谈到，解释说神给我们什么样的属灵的福气。
So from verse 3 to 14, it talks about what kind of spiritual blessings God have given us.
这很值得我们去做思考。
This is worthy of our learning.
那三节第一句话他说，愿颂赞归于父神。
So here is blessed be the God and Father.
保罗那个时候失去自由，他被捆锁。
And when Paul was locked in prison, he was bounded.
他为了福音失去的他人身上的自由。
Because of the gospel, he lost his freedom.
可是他还是发出在监狱里头还是发出颂赞。
But even in prison, he was able to offer praise.
就像他在腓立比的监狱里面，到半夜，他跟希拉也是祷告唱诗，满心的喜乐。
Just like when he was in jail in Philippi, he and Silas.Was giving thanks and singing hymns.
所以他的灵性很高超。
So his spirituality is really great.
没有任何一个环境可以让他觉得很痛苦，觉得很无奈，觉得自己很悲哀，不会的。
No environment can cause him to feel depressed and hopeless and sad.
尤其他是无辜被入狱了。
And especially that he is innocent when he was in prison.
那为什么入狱呢？
But why was he in prison?
为了这个福音呢？
For this gospel.
但是现在他还是根据这个福音说，我要来赞美神。
But because of this gospel, he also praised God.
这个福音使他痛苦，但是现在他还是要以这个福音来夸口，来赞美天上的神。
This gospel caused him to lose his freedom, but because of this gospel, he also praised God.
那么我们也可以谈，也可以知道说，他这么灵性高超，他在监狱里头，他想的不是自己生死的问题，他还是要一想到神给我们的恩典满心感谢，所以他就颂赞了。
So his spirituality is so great that when he was in prison, he was not thinking about his own life and death, but he was thinking about the great blessing that is in heaven.
这是我们可以留意的地方。
So this is what we can think about.
去体会一下，如果我们也现在一个病痛啊、苦难的这种环境里头的时候，我们是否也能够以我们的盼望啊，主使给我们的各样属灵福气。成为我们一种支持跟安慰。
So we can experience this if any of us are in sickness or in trial. We can praise God and have His hope as have His word as a hope.
那这个在其他的没有基督教信仰的人身上是看不到的。
And for those who do not have the faith, we cannot see this.
他们通常会认为说。我的命运不好了，我运气不好了，我的命苦了，这大概是归类于这一些。
They may say that they are unlucky and their life is bitter.
但是反而呢，我们看到保罗，他可以为这件事情来颂赞感谢。
But on the other hand, we see that Paul, because of this, he was still able to give thanks and praise.
好，那么这一段呢，因为也算冗长了一点呢，我们也把它做了一个整理啊，我们就看讲义，大概会比较清楚。
So in this handout, we have break down this passage.
我们看一下讲义。
So let's look at the handout.
然后再回过头看经文。
And then we can come back to look at the Bible.
在我们的，你就找到哈属灵的福气这个部分了。第一节到一章的三节到十四节。
So spiritual blessing, verse 3 to 14.
他先谈到底下说，我们属灵的福气是什么
？So he talks about what is our spiritual blessing.
第一个就是被拣选。
The first is being chosen.
第二。
Second,
得儿子的名分。
Adoptions are sons.
啊，第三。
Three,
得蒙救赎，罪过犯赦免，蒙赦免。
Redemption and forgiveness of sins.
第四，
Four,
得基业。
Obtain inheritance.
所以他有这个，就是我们蒙受属灵福气的过程，也是它的内容。
So this is the process and the contents of spiritual blessing.
那这个是属于啊，这个救赎的真理。
So this is the truth of salvation.
然后底下我们有一个属灵福气的特点。
And then there is the spiritual unique characteristics of the spiritual blessing.
也就是说，我们得到这四样的福气，上头所讲的这四样福气，那它的特色是什么？
That among these four spiritual blessings, what is the unique characteristics?
啊，它一直在重复的一个字眼呢，就是说在基督里。
First is that it's in Christ.
或是借着耶稣基督。
That through Jesus Christ.
或是在爱子里。
Or in love.
或是借着爱子的血。
Or through the blood of the Son.
哦，在讲义上有把它列出来哈。
And these are listed in the handout.
就是在三节到十四节当中有一直出现，我们是借着耶稣基督来得这个福气的，这样的一个字眼呢，一直重复出来。
That it repeats that it's in Christ Jesus that we could receive these special blessings.
那第二个特点是照着他旨意所预定的。
And the second is that it is according to His will.
啊，照着神他的旨意来预定我们得救。
It's according to His will that we could be saved.
那第三个特色是使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And then to the praise of the glory of His grace.
啊，第四个说我们所得的福气呢是有圣灵做证据。
That for our spiritual blessing, there is the Holy Spirit as the guarantee.
啊，那我们就先讲这个。
So let's talk about this.
啊，我们讲解以后，我们再回到经文来读，就你就会很清楚了。
So after we look at this breakdown, when we read the Bible, it's very clear.
神所赐给我们的天上的属灵福气呢，啊，这个是从主耶稣基督来赐给我们的。
That the spiritual blessing that we will receive, it is the Jesus Christ who have given it to us.
也表示说这是神的计划。
Meaning that this is the plan of God.
除了主耶稣以外，人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以来依靠来得救。
That under heaven there is no other name that we could be saved apart from the name of the Lord Jesus.
在神永恒的计划里面，他就是按着他自己本身降世来到世界，在肉身显现啊，成为人，成全救恩，让我们得到这个福气。
That under the salvation plan, God came down as the Lord Jesus in order to fulfill the work of salvation.
在耶稣基督里，外面就不再有救恩。
That apart from the Lord Jesus, there is no salvation.
所以我们离开耶稣基督就没有救恩。
So when we leave the Lord Jesus, there is no more salvation.
这位永恒的神他所计划的，就是要我们在耶稣基督里面来得到的。
So in this eternal God, He wants us to receive salvation through Christ Jesus.
然后把它说清楚一点呢，就是说借着主耶稣他的血，我们可以得到这个救赎。
And it is through the blood of the Christ that we could be saved.
啊，神在人中间他设立了一个中保，就是耶稣基督。
That among men, God gave us a very precious treasure that is Christ Jesus.
啊，这个中保就是为我们来代求。
And this mediator is to pray for us.
好像祭司为我们来赎罪一样。
Like a high priest that makes sacrifices for us.
啊，所以这里它的概念就是救恩是在耶稣基督里面来得的。
That salvation is received through the Christ Jesus.
那这就是保罗他一直在传的。
And that is what Paul is always constantly preaching.
因为这个道理呢，在隐藏在旧约的圣经里头。
Because this truth is hidden in the Old Testament.
啊，旧约的先知他一直预言的那个受膏者，希伯来话就是受膏者就是弥赛亚，弥赛亚，那个弥赛亚要来，就是指的耶稣要来。
That in the Old Testament it talks about the coming of the Messiah, and that is Jesus Christ.
但是犹太人他们不相信耶稣就是那个基督。
But the Jewish people, they do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
我们中文所说的受膏者。
In the Chinese, the word for anointed one.
啊，在希伯来文的发音就是弥赛亚。
In the Hebrew word, that word is called Messiah.
那么在希腊文的那个音呢？啊，是 Christo.
And in Hebrew, in Greek, it means Christo.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
所以弥赛亚。基督 这个是希伯来文跟希腊文的译音，它的意思是中文的受膏者。
So the word Messiah and Christ have the same word of anointed one, and it means the anointed one in Chinese.
那什么是受膏者？
But what is the anointed one?
就讲到旧约的时候。
And that talks about the Old Testament.
啊，用橄榄油加上很多很多的香料做成的这个圣香膏。
That they use the olive oil mixed with fragrances and becomes a great oil.
那么这个圣香膏呢，神会差派他的仆人呢，拿这个圣香膏去倒在某一个人的头上，啊，就是要高立他，啊，承接某一种职分。
And they use this anointing oil to pour on someone to give them, to call them.
啊，像君王、祭司、先知这三种职分呢，要承接的时候，都要先被高立。
When a king, priest, or a prophet is anointed, they will have the anointing oil on them.
啊，但是在所有的君王跟先知祭司里面，没有任何一个人他同时有把这三种职分集中在他的身上，他没有同时，没有一个人同时拥有这三种职分。
But there is no one person that could have the anointing oil of the king, priest, and the prophet at the same time.
啊，大卫是君王。
David, he was a king.
啊，他有一段时间讲预言。
And for a period of time, he was giving prophecies.
啊，但是他不是祭司。
But he is not a prophet.
好，撒母耳他是先知也是祭司。
Samuel, he is a priest and also a prophet.
但是他不是君王。
But he's not a king.
好，所以没有一个人呢，他同时具有这三种职分。
So no one person could have all three titles.
但是他们在旧约圣经一直预言的那个那一位受膏者要来，那一位受膏者要来，后来这个变成一个专有名词。
So in the Old Testament, people say the anointing one will come, and that is a saying back then.
就后来就专指着耶稣基督来。
And that is pointing towards the Lord Jesus.
啊，唯有耶稣基督是这三种职分同时在他身上。
Because only the Lord Jesus had all three of these titles on him.
好，所以犹太人他们一直在等候。
So the Jewish people, they were waiting.
啊，他们是一种政治性的想望。
But they were having this political hope.
啊，耶稣基督来了，这个基督来的时候，他救我们呐，脱离啊这个罗马政府的统治呢，可以让我们国家可以独立，可以强盛。
That when this Messiah comes, he will save us from the Roman government, so we could be strong again.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他们认为说，哎，怎么是这样呢？应该是风风光光的，是降生在王公贵族的家庭里头，这才是我们的君王嘛。啊，怎么在木匠的家庭？啊，这个显然不是基督，所以就拒绝耶稣。
But when they saw the Lord Jesus as being the son of a carpenter, they said, well, the king should be in a royal palace, and so this, he must not be the Christ.
那保罗就是因为这样去逼迫信耶稣的人。
And because of this, Paul was persecuting Christians.
因为他在自己本来的信仰里面很热心啊。
Because he was fervent in his own religion.
但是他现在很清楚知道。
But now he is very clear.
在基督里。
That in Christ.
因为在大马士的路上，他得到主耶稣的拣选以后，他整个翻转过来。
Because on the road to Damascus, when the light shone on him, his entire worldview flipped.
这是他一生当中生命的一个转折点。
It was a turning point of his life.
非常奇妙的。
It was very miraculous.
那个光一照他的时候，
once the light shone on him,
他眼睛就看不到了。
He could not see.
啊，但是他心里的眼睛就明亮起来。
But the eyes of his heart was opened.
啊，天上的神可以用大光照他，又有大的声音对他说话。
The God in heaven used great light to shine on him and to speak to him.
他正要去逼迫信耶稣的人。
And while he was on his way to persecute Christians,
什么东西在天空有亮光跟声音同时出现呢？
What in heaven could have this light and sound?
北极光，北极光只有光，没有声音。
Would it be the northern lights? It would have light but no sound.
闪电。
Or lightning?
闪电有光也有声音。
The lightning have lights and also sound.
但是这一主耶稣他并不是用同样具有声音跟光的那个闪电来打扫罗，来打保罗，不是这样。
But Jesus did not use the lightning to strike Paul.
如果天上的神用闪电一掌就把他击毙，大家会说活该，死有余辜。大家还会拍手，对不对？
If God sent lightning to strike Paul, people will think, oh, he deserved it. He should have died.
哇，你敢用脚踢刺啊？啊，你敢敌对神啊？所以你死好啊！ 对不对？神如果跟他抵挡的话，他没话讲。
Because he's opposing God, so he deserved to die.
但不是，把他拣选回来。
But that's not what God did. But he chose him.
他马上就清楚知道。
So then he realized.
因为他问了主啊，你是谁
？Because he asked, Lord, who are you?
耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，拿撒勒人耶稣。
So I am the Jesus of Nazareth that you are persecuting.
啊，原来耶稣就是天上神。那耶稣是天上的神，唯一的解释就是神在肉身显现，道成了肉身，这个道理他马上明白了。
And since Jesus is God, then God have come down to earth as man.
从此以后他就传这个道理。
And from since then he preached this gospel.
所以在保罗他写的十三封书信里面呢
，So among his 13 letters,
在耶稣里，在基督里啊，类似的这样的语法哈。讲了一百多次，可能有一百五十次，一百多次。
The phrase in Christ or something similar was repeated over 150 times.
但是呢，这个出现的比例比最高，而且比较集中呢，就是在这段经文。现在我们看的这段经文。
And the most occurrence is actually in this passage.
所以保罗他说：“我传的福音是什么？我只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，其他的我不讲。”
So for what he says, what is the gospel that I preach?I only preach the Lord Jesus was crucified, and that is all that I preach.
这就是在基督里的意思了。
That is what it means that is in Christ.
除他以外，别无拯救了。
That apart from him, there is no salvation.
所以啊，除了耶稣基督以外，其他各宗教那个救赎的方法都是不能来达到这个目的的。
That apart from Christ, all other religion cannot fulfill this purpose.
啊，很多的宗教他们都有赎罪的观念。
In other religions, they may have this concept of remission of sin.
他们虽然知道有赎罪的观念，但是他们用的方法是错的。
They may have this concept, but their method is wrong.
啊，他们一直停留在用这个牲畜啊，鸡鸭牛羊来代替。
They use this a method of using sheep and oxen.
他们没有从圣经来了解说那个就是在预表耶稣基督要来。
But they do not understand from the Bible that those things are representations of the Lord Jesus coming down to earth.
那只是从人来的一种自然的一种宗教信仰。
Those are just natural, human ways of worshiping something.
就是一种自然的启示。
Because it is a natural phenomenon.
所以神给他们知道说，哎呀，人有罪啊，应该要赎罪啊。
God gave them the knowledge that they have sinned and that they need to deal with the sin.
但是他们缺乏一个特殊的启示。
But they lack this special revelation.
神给人的启示有两个。
God gives people two kinds of revelation.
一个是自然的启示。
And one is natural revelation.
那什么叫做自然启示呢？
And what is a natural revelation?
就是说你一般性的，自然启示也称为普遍启示，也是一般性的启示。
And the natural revelation are the things that are general and common.
比如说没有信耶稣的人，他们观看这个天象，万物被造，他们也会推测出来说有一位创造主，有一位造物主。
So when people see this natural world, they will think there must be a creator.
这个叫做从自然来得到启示。
And that is to have revelation through the natural world.
但另外一种是特殊启示。
Another kind is a special revelation.
特殊启示就是说神的话语写在圣经。
And special revelation is that God's word is written in the Bible.
他向人启示以后呢，那些人就把它写下来。
And when God reveals to someone, they will write down this revelation.
所以这本圣经就是一个特殊启示。
So this Bible is a special revelation.
还有最具体的特殊启示是，就是耶稣基督他道成肉身来，他把父的荣耀显明出来给世人知道。
And the most concrete revelation is that God came down to earth as Jesus to show men His way.
那如果你只有自然启示，没有圣经来引导，你不知道那位创造主是谁，你只知道啊，创造主、造物主、造物主，但你不知道谁。
If you only have natural revelation but do not have a special revelation, then you do not know who this God is who created the world.
没有耶稣基督，他具体的成为人的样式，成为奴仆的形象，来到世上与人同住，然后他讲道理，他行神迹。我们不知道怎么样去认识神。
That unless the God came down to earth as Jesus and has done all these miracles, then we would not know about who this God is.
我们没有办法来得到这个拯救。
We will not be able to receive this salvation.
所以这两个一定要同时兼备。
So these two things must be together.
可是一般人的宗教呢，它大概仅止于在自然启示里面。
But most religions they only focus on the natural revelation.
啊，自然启示就是让我们知其然，但不知其所以然。
The natural revelation tells us that there is something, but doesn't tell us what this thing is.
啊，自然启示是让我们知道表象，但是无法找到那个内里里面的东西。
The natural revelation will tell us the appearance, but it does not give us access into the substance of the thing.
啊，感谢主啊，我们有自然启示，我们更有特殊启示。
But thank God that we have natural revelation and special revelation.
所以就指明了耶稣基督。
Showing us that it is the Christ Jesus.
圣经六十六卷。
In 66 books of the Bible.
在旧约三十九卷。
39 Bibles.Books of the Old Testament.
几乎每一卷它有预言或是预表的时候，它是指向耶稣基督来。
And all the prophecies are pointing towards the, that Jesus Christ will come.
在历史上，神都已经留了一些痕迹了。
And in history, God have left many marks.
有先知的预言，有很多事物的预表。
There are prophecies from prophets and also signs.
那些预言跟预表呢？它后来要落点。就是在耶稣基督身上。
Now these prophecies and signs are pointing towards the Lord Jesus.
所以在基督里，这是要被强调的。
So in Christ is emphasized.
这也是唯一得救的图像。
And it's also the only blueprint of salvation.
所以耶稣说：“我是道路、真理、生命。”
So Jesus said, "I am the way, the life, and the truth."
若不是借着我，就没有人能够回到父那里去。
That unless through me, no one can return back to the Father.
啊，主耶稣就是唯一的真理，就是唯一的道路。
That He is the only way.
那这条路他走过了，他从天而来，那么他也回到天去了。
And this way, Jesus have walked on because he came down to earth and he went back from earth to heaven.
末日他要再来。
And on the last day, he will come again.
这次来他是要带我们去的。
And this time, he will bring us with him.
所以这条路他走过。
So this path he have walked on already.
或者是说他根本就是这条路。
Or he is this path.
啊，当然他可以带领我们去。
So of course he can bring us.
但是这条路亚历山大没有走过。
But this path Alexander the Great never walked on.
释迦牟尼没有走过。
Buddha never walked on this path.
释迦牟尼是佛教的佛祖哈，这教主。穆罕默德也没有走过。
Or Muhammad never walked on this path.
啊，克林顿总统也没有走过。
Or President Kennedy never walked on this path.
讲奥巴马他也没办法走啊，他怎么带来？但不能带我们回去，只有耶稣基督他从天而降，他又回到天上去，他再来就带我们去了。
So they cannot bring us except for the Lord Jesus who have come down and then ascended back up. So only He can bring us with Him.
所以在基督里。
So in Christ.
借着耶稣基督。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着爱子。
Through the beloved Son.
借着爱子的血。
Through the blood of the beloved Son.
这个都指向主耶稣成全救恩。
This all points.To the fulfillment of salvation through Christ Jesus.
这是神计划、神预备的。
And that is the plan of God.
我们今天得到的是神在创世以前所预备、所计划的，所以我们这一条路是得救的路是很确定的。
What we are receiving the salvation is what God had planned.
我们就有很大的信心了。
So then we could have great faith.
这个宗教都是后来成立的。
Because religion was established later on.
从人生哲学开始的。
From philosophers.
哦，很多人他有哲学思想，他懂得沉思去思想人生，人生从何处来，人活在这个世界，然后去要往何处去，他会想这些问题啊。
Because philosophers they think about where did man come from and where are we going. They will think about these questions.
但是他只是得到一种自然观察的启示，他不得不到特殊的启示，所以他得不到真正的答案。
So they've only received natural revelation, so and not the special revelation, so they cannot find the answer.
他只好在自己已经有限又堕落污秽的这个思想里头，去创造出一套破烂不堪的宗教理论。
So from the very limited.And corrupted minds, they can only create a religion that is also corrupted and limited.
啊，所以找不到耶稣基督。
So then they cannot find the Lord Jesus.
那么今天我们进到耶稣基督里面来。
But today we are in Christ Jesus.
是神在永恒当中他已经计划好。
And that was planned in the salvation plan of God.
他也预先知道了。
And he knew beforehand.
在他预先知道当中，他就预定我们了。
And he had predestined us before the foundation of the world.
这就是我们今天得救恩了。
And that is our salvation.
好，那神他从天而下，从上而下的这个启示，就从无限突破进到这个有限来。
So from when God came to this earth world, He went from an eternal into this world of with limits.
啊，但我们人在这个地上呢，就接收他由上而下的这个启示。
And for us, we receive this revelation from above.
我们就认识这位神了。
Then we come to understand this God.
但如果是我们人想出来的呢，没有办法。
But if it's something that if it's something that we have created ourselves.
人在这地上要寻求神，要往上去，要找神。
That we are on this world and we are trying to find God above.
但是我们那个时候他没有特殊启示。
By the time they did not have special revelation.
只是用自己的想法去想。
They used their own thoughts to think of things.
亚当夏娃以后呢，我们的思想已经被罪捆绑，被罪辖制。是一个有限、污秽又堕落的思想，怎么能够想出那个无限的、圣洁的、完全荣耀的神呢？找不到。
So after Adam and Eve, after they sinned, people's mind became corrupt and sinful and limited. So they cannot come to understand this a glorious and limitless and eternal God.
但是罗马书一章十九节、二十节告诉我们说，神的事已原显明在人的心里。
But in Romans chapter 1, it says What God's actions is revealed in people's hearts.
借着所造之物，我们就可以知道说，有一位造物主，我们不可以推诿，不可以推却。
That from the things that were created, we come to understand the Creator.
这是自然启示。
That is natural revelation.
但是我们又领受他从天而下来的这个圣经所告诉我们的特殊启示，两个加在一起，我们就认识这位神了。
But this special revelation that came from above, we come to understand who this God is.
感谢神。
So thank God.
我们一想这个，我们就要感谢。
Once, whenever we think of this, we need to give thanks.
我们的救恩不是在路上突然捡到的。
That our salvation wasn't just we didn't find it out of nowhere.
啊，不是在 Safeway 他在打折的时候呢，我们随便用两块钱拿到的。
Or we bought it at a discount at some store.
啊，这是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
神的预备。
And God's preparation.
然后他在历史上已经借着历朝历代的先知呢，他先给我们讲了预言了。
And in history, his prophets have told us a prophecy.
今天我们回过头去看历史，看圣经的记载。
And today, when we look back to look at the recordings in the Bible,
它的对应性是这么样的完美。
The prophecies are so wonderful and perfect.
旧约跟新约的对应性对的这么 match.
That the Old Testament and New Testament they blend so well.
只有一个解释，就是在这个当中有一位贯穿历史的无所不能的神呢，在这里穿针引线。使这一切呢一以贯之。
That only tells us that there was a God throughout history that were connecting all these books.
你想到这个地方，你真的要喊阿门，要颂赞神啊。
And whenever you think of it, we need to say Amen and really praise God.
这个不是在路上偶然捡到的五块钱。
Because this isn't just $5 that we found.
啊，这个不是突然间啊，在大卖场拍卖啊，我们用2毛钱去买来的。
Or it's not something that we bought at a discount at some store.
所以他一直强调在基督里。
So he emphasized in Christ.
那第二个特性是什么呢？
And what is the second characteristic?
是照着他旨意所预定的。
That according to the good pleasure of his will.
所以神上是独行万事的。
And God is omnipotent.
神是有主权的神。
He have authority.
他是完全有主权的神。
He have absolute authority.
我们来看一下诗篇115篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 115.
诗篇115篇。
Psalm 115.
诗篇115篇，我们从第一节来看。
Psalm 115 verse 1.
耶和华荣耀不要归于我们，要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy and your truth.
为何容外邦人说他们的神在哪里呢？
Why should the Gentiles say, where is your God?
三节。
3.
然而我们的神在天上都随自己的意志行事。
But our God is in heaven, he does whatever he pleases.
那第四节以后就来讲偶像。
So verse 4 talks about idols.
偶像是任人摆布的。
That they are the work of men.
是人所造的。
That they are created by people.
他们是金的银的啦，是人手所造的。
They are silver and gold, the work of man's hand.
有口不能言，有眼不能看。
They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see.
有耳朵不能听，有鼻子不能闻。
They have ears but they do not hear. They have nose but do not smell.
我们的神跟偶像不一样。
So our God is different from idols.
我们的偶像，我们的神不是任人摆布，不是人的手所造的。
Our God is not created by anyone's hand.
我们的神是有主完全主权的。
Our God have absolute authority.
这位完全有主权的神，他随自己的意思要做事。
This God who have absolute authority, he does what he wishes.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
没有人能够拦阻他的旨意。
That no one can stop his will.
但是如今他照着他的旨意，照着他所预定的呢，让我们在耶稣基督里面得救恩。
That it's according to his will that we could be saved in Christ.
这完全就是恩典呢。
Then that is grace.
因为他有完全的主权呢。
Because he has absolute authority.
他可以凭他的意的想法来做事啊。
He could do what he wishes.
他安排着拯救的方式。
He prepared the method, the way of salvation.
他是计划。
And he planned.
计划是非常完美的。
And his plan is perfect.
他自己亲身来。
He came down himself.
显明他的爱。
To show his love.
也符合他公义的要求。
And also fulfills his righteousness.
也才能够符合救赎实际的。的实现，真正能够实现的，只有他能够来救我们。
And only he can fulfill this work of righteousness and salvation.
所以这就是照着他的旨意。
So this is according to his will.
那第三个
，three，
这个第三个特性是什么？使他的荣耀可以得着称赞。
It says to the praise of the glory of his grace.
啊，这个救恩显明神的全能。
So this salvation shows the almightiness of God.
显明神的智慧。
It shows his wisdom.
这么伟大的权柄，这么伟大的智慧。
That this great power and wisdom.
所以这个恩典本身就显出神的荣耀来。
So this grace shows God himself.
啊，让我们得到恩典，也能够得到神的荣耀。
So that when we receive this grace, we receive his glory.
我们人是神所造的。
We are created by God.
是为了神的荣耀而造的。
Created for his glory.
啊，在这个以赛亚书四十三章第七节，我们看一下。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
所以这个救恩要显明神的荣耀。
So this salvation is to show the glory of God.
啊，以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
四十三章我们看第七节啊。
Verse 7.
好。四十三章第七节。
Chapter 43, verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
再看二十一节。
21.
这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
These people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise.
有一个慕道朋友，他到教会来了。
There was a true seeker that came to church.
哎，他说，你们教我们这样要祷告都要赞美神。
They said,So you teach us to praise him when we pray to him.
你们说都要把荣耀归给神哈。
You said we have to give all glory to him.
我觉得你们的神很骄傲呢。
Then I think your God is very proud.
啊，你们神如果不是骄傲的话，就像小孩子很喜欢人家给他赞美，哇，弟弟你好乖哦，你好棒好棒啊，哦，你这么快吃完了，哇，你好棒啊，啊，给你鼓鼓掌。神如果不是骄傲，就是像小孩子这样。
Then if your God is not proud, then he's like a kid who always wants praise from people.
哎，这样想想，怎么回答？
Then if you think about this, how would you respond?
我们教他，你就要不断的哈利路亚赞美主耶稣啊，一直赞美神啊。
Because we teach you, you have to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
想了一想
，and then I think,
我就跟他回答
，and I responded,
说朋友，你这个问题啊，让我想到三个问题。
Your one question caused me to think of three questions.
让我头痛啊
，it made me headache.
你要变成我三个问题啊。
Because now I have three questions.
你一个头，我变成三个头大。
And my head is three times bigger now.
好，那。他这句话让我们想到哪三个问题
？So, from what he said, what kind of three questions will we have?
第一个
，First,
什么是神的荣耀
？What is the glory of God?
啊，他懂吗
？Does he know?
第二个
，Second,
神的荣耀，如果我们今天哈，如果我们今天知道了神的荣耀是什么
？If we know what the glory of God is today,
啊，但是我今天我要不要去荣耀他？我要还是不要？我可以去做决定。
I have the choice whether or not I want to give glory to him.
啊，第三个。
A third.
啊，就说如果我们不荣耀神
，That if I do not, if we do not glorify God,
会发生什么事情
？What will happen?
第一个
，First,
是不是神就得不到荣耀
？Is it that God will not have glory?
我不荣耀神，所以神就得不到荣耀。
If I do not glorify him, will he still not have glory?
我不荣耀神，所以神就没有荣耀了。
And if I don't glorify him, then does that mean he does not have glory?
第二个
，Second,
如果我不荣耀神。
If I do not glorify God,
那我会变成什么
？Then what will I become?
我坏话说尽，坏事要做绝啊。
Then I will have to face my consequences.
我不能够有一点第二的这个仁慈啊。
Then I will not have my human nature.
我的仁慈就是显明神的本性啊，就是让神得荣耀啊。他说我不要仁慈，那你不仁慈的话，你看到人就砍，看到人就杀。
Because my human nature is to give glory to God, but if I lose this, then I will go back to my natural instinct of killing people.
他想一想说，哦，对哦，这个在很严重啊。
And I thought, oh, this is quite serious.
什么是神的荣耀？
What is the glory of God?
神的荣耀就是从他完美的本性所显示出来的光辉。
The glory of God is from his pure and good essence, he shines forth his light.
有时候我们看到那个老人家，哇，那个皱纹很深啊，皱纹很深啊，可以夹蚊子啊。
And when
蚊子下去就夹住了。
We see some seniors, they have really big wrinkles.
可是我们觉得这个婆婆和蔼可亲，哎呀，笑容满面，我们看到她很喜欢跟她在一起，很喜欢跟她讲话，如沐春风啊。
But when we
不是三月雪啊，是如沐春风啊，在春风里啊，跟她讲话啊，很温驯啊，很舒服。
But when we see these seniors, we feel the calmness and we want to be with them.
虽然她已经七老八老。
And even though they are very old,
但是他有一种光辉显露出来。
But they have this countenance that shines.
有一种气质。
They have this countenance.
因为他的仁慈在里头。
Because their nature is within the heart.
表现在外面的。
And manifests through their countenance.
没有被他的白头发，没有被他的皱纹给掩盖的一种光辉，一种气质。
And it is not covered by their wrinkles and their white hair. It is a countenance that shines.
我们的五官是父母生成的。
Our facials are determined by our parents.
我们都觉得我们的眼睛太小，我们的嘴巴太大。
We may think that our eyes are too small and our mouth is too big.
眼睛大一点，嘴巴小一点会更好看。
But if our eyes were bigger and our mouth was smaller, then maybe it would look better.
这个四十岁以前我们长得不漂亮可以怪父母，但是四十岁以后自己要负责任。
Because before 40, if you are not good looking, you can blame your parents. But after 40, you can't.
为什么？
Why?
给你四十年的灵修，你还是满面的狰狞啊，咬牙切齿啊，那你要怪谁啊？四十年给你灵修了，你还不把自己的脸弄好看一点
？Because after 40 years of cultivation, you should be able to change your countenance of your face.
什么是神的荣耀
？What is the glory of God?
神从他完美的本性所显示出来的光辉。
That out of his perfect character, he shines his countenance.
神是慈爱的。
God is loving.
神的从他的慈爱显出他慈爱的光辉，他就有慈爱的荣耀。
Because out of His love, He shines forth this loving countenance to people.
神是良善的。
God is merciful.
从他良善的本质就显示出良善的光辉，所以他就有良善的荣耀。
Out of His merciful nature, He shines forth a merciful countenance.
以此类推，神是公义的，神是圣洁的，他是怜悯的，他是信实的。
And God is righteous, faithful, and truthful. You can say about all these characters.
这就是神的荣耀。
That is God's glory.
好了，那如果我们不荣耀他，神是不是还有荣耀？
So if we don't glorify Him, does He still have glory?
神依然从他的慈爱、怜悯、信实、公义、圣洁，一直在发出他的荣耀来。
Out of His perfect love, mercy, justice, and faithfulness, He's always shining forth glory.
我们一点都没有办法去折损他的荣耀。
We cannot even touch, harm His glory.
但是当我们的言语，当我们的行为，我们刻意不荣耀他的时候呢，我们会变成一个一文不值、一无不是、一无所事，变成一个堕落、极端的土匪、强盗都不足以来形容的，是一个堕落到底的人。
Because and when we intentionally refuse to give Him glory, then we are worse than any of the robbers and murderers, and we will lose every purpose of our life.
所以这个地方说，神为了他的荣耀造我们人类。
So here it says, God for the glory, for His glory, He created humankind.
其实要让我们来与他的荣耀来分享他的荣耀，与他的荣耀有份，我们能够活出基督的形象来，能够荣耀神，我们就活出人性的尊严呢。
But that is for us to live out and have.Be partake of His glory so that we as humans we would have some dignity. So we were created for His glory.
但因为这样，所以我们就显出我们的尊贵性来。
But because of this, we could show our preciousness.
那么现在他讲了使他的荣耀可以得着称赞。
That according to the good pleasure of His will.
今天我们得到救恩。
To the praise of His glory. Today we could be saved.
罪的捆绑。
We have escaped from the snare of death.
我们行事为人就可以跟福音来相称。
Then our life could manifest the truth.
我们就可以荣耀神。
Then we could give glory to God.
那从神这一方面来看。
And from God's perspective,
救恩是显明他的智慧，完全的智慧跟完全的能力。
The plan of salvation is to show his perfect wisdom and perfect power.
也是完全的慈爱。
And also his perfect love.
完全的牺牲。
And perfect sacrifice.
这就是神的荣耀。
That is the glory of God.
所以今天我们被造。
Today we are created.
我们得恩典。
We receive his grace.
进入他的福气里头来。
And we've entered into his a blessing.
这是一个荣耀的恩典。
And that is a glorious grace.
显明神的荣耀。
And that shows his grace.
也让我们在他的荣耀上有份。
And that we could partake of his glory.
这就是属灵的福气的特点。
And that is a unique characteristic of his spiritual blessing.
那这个属灵福气的第四个特点是什么？
But what is the fourth characteristic?
就是圣灵做证据啊。
That is the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
要给你一个东西，但是事先给你一个凭证。
That before I give you something, I will give you a proof.
你拿到一个凭证以后，你就知道说将来你会得到这个那个实际的东西会得到。
And when you receive this proof, then you know that you will receive the substance in the future.
天国现在还没有实现。
Today, heaven have not yet come.
但是主耶稣他先给我们一个凭证了。
But the Lord Jesus gave us a guarantee.
那这个凭证是什么呢？
But what is this guarantee?
在希腊文里头，他用两个词来说明啊。
In Greek, it uses two different words.
我们来看一看啊，在哥林多后书第一章。
In Second Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书一章，我们看22节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22.
他又用印了我们。并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭证。
Who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as our guarantee.
好，这边有提到一个印。
So here it talks about a seal.
这个印啊，古代人用印啊，跟我们现代人大概是差不多了。
The people back then, they use seal in the same way as us.
这个盖了章以后。
After you seal something.
证明这是我的。
This is now mine.
啊，这是这个印章代表我。
This seal represents me.
跟人家签约，盖了章，表示说这我负责任。
After you sign a contract, you seal it so that I am responsible.
盖了章代表这个是属于我的。
After I seal something, it means that this is mine.
所以那个杯子里面都有每一个人的名字哈，贴了，这是我的。
So our cups all has our name, meaning that it is yours.
这是用印了我们。
So it sealed us.
啊，底下有一句话说凭证，凭据。
It says it is our guarantee.
哦，这个跟以弗所书一章十三节、十四节那边说的是一样的。
And this is saying the same thing as what is said in Ephesians.
我们再看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
啊，哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
啊，为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
这个用印了我们现在了解了。
So we know what it means to seal.
好，圣灵成为凭据。
But the Spirit as a guarantee.
那这个凭据其实这个在原文里面的意思啊，它是一个商用的贸易上的一个用词啊，在做生意的时候用的一个词句。
And in the original text, this guarantee was a business term.
我们中文把它翻成凭据。
But in Chinese, we say it is a guarantee.
但是它原来的意思是什么呢？
But what is the original meaning?
就是我们做买卖啊，要签约啊，先给你定金，定金。
That we are doing business, I'm going to give you a deposit.
啊，这先第一期的这个定金先给你。
And this is the first deposit that I will give you.
表示我们这个生意要做成。
But it means that our business we have to do our business.
那你已经付了这个定金了。
But since you have this deposit,
显示出一个凭证来了。
It shows that it is your guarantee.、
哦、那个东西呢，以后就是你的。
That thing.Will be yours in the future.
啊，你以后就可以得到这个东西。
And in the future, you will receive this thing.
那现在以圣灵作为凭据来讲。
But for the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
我们得到的是天国的福气。
What we receive is the heavenly blessing.
作为一个基业的凭据。
And as a guarantee of our inheritance.
是天国的产业。
That is the heavenly inheritance.
是天国实现的时候，我们要去承受的。
That when heaven comes, then it is something that we will receive.
但是现在他赐给我们了。
But right now he has given us.
因为有一个凭据。
Because we have a guarantee.
我们有一个拥有权的。
We have a right.
等待时间到。
We're waiting for the time to come.
天国实现。
for the heaven to appear,
我们就得到了。
Then we will receive it.
好，所以呢，这是一个凭证。
So this is a guarantee.
感谢主哦。
So thank God.
神所赐给我们的属灵的福气呢，不是无凭无据。
That the spiritual blessing that God has given us is not without evidence.
这是确定的。
But it is certain.
那你就看呢，照着他旨意所预定的，然后在耶稣基督里面来得。
So according to his salvation plan, and we have received it in Christ.
并且呢是有证据的。
And there is a guarantee.
所以这件事情是值得赞美的，是神的荣耀。
So this thing is worthy of our praise and God's glory.
那你看其他的宗教，他谈救赎的时候没有这些东西。
But in other religions, when they talk about salvation, there is none of these things.
因为那些是人的宗教。
Because those are religions of men.
我们今天得到是神启示的宗教。
But for us, our religion is revealed by God.
所以在天上的属灵的福气是确定的。
So in our heavenly inheritance, we are certain that we will receive it.
我们休息，待会儿第二节我们再继续来讲。